The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I am here today with Gina Baldwin, speech pathologist and creator of App to Speak. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you, Amanda.
Glad to have you here today. Really impressed with the product that you've created and with some of the stories you've shared, so I'm excited to bring that to our audience.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So first off, let's start from the beginning, right? Some people may not know what a speech pathologist is or does. So if you could tell us a little bit more about a speech pathologist.
Well, a speech pathologist works with individuals who may have trouble with their speech, may have trouble with learning language, swallowing, hearing, and cognition. Cognition includes the processing and many other things, complicated things that the brain does, but memory, processing.
Wow. Okay. So, and where would we typically find a speech pathologist? What settings are they working in?
Speech pathologists can work in the medical setting, a hospital, home health, a skilled rehab facility, a nursing facility, schools. We're pretty much everywhere.
I was going to say, yeah, I have worked with several in various different wellness centers as well. I mean, they really, it's like you said, it touches on a lot of different areas of life. It's an important job. And so how do you help the people that you work with?
Well, the people that we work with many people who have speech and communication disorders as well as swallowing disorders. And we help by putting together a detailed plan of care to assist with their disability to help remediate the situation.
Okay, gotcha. If you can't swallow and you're having trouble communicating, you know, that would affect so many different areas. I don't even know how I would live in that situation, to be honest with you. I'm trying to come to grasp that.
It's a very difficult situation, not only for that person, but also for their family.
Yeah.
If they're having trouble swallowing, they have to prepare specific types or consistencies of food. If they have difficulty communicating, sometimes they play a guessing game, try to figure out what the person is wanting or needing.
Wow. It's got to be incredibly stressful for both parties.
It is. It is. And it's sometimes we feel as the speech pathologist in charge of the rehabilitation, sometimes we feel like a counselor and we have to understand those feelings of anxiety, frustration, depression, and social isolation.
Gotcha. So, and you in particular, and correct me if I'm wrong, but going back to our conversations, you practice speech therapy quite a lot. What are the settings that you've used this work in?
Initially, when I got out of college, I worked with students, children ages 3 to 21 that were physically and mentally challenged. And then currently, I'm working with more of the adult population in outpatient rehab, home health, and skilled nursing facilities.
Okay. So what are some of the causes of speech and communication impairments?
Some of the causes can be neurological. Children or babies can be born with maybe cerebral palsy. They can be born with autism, Asperger's, and adults who may have strokes. And there's Parkinson's. Again, I'm getting into the neurological pieces.
Sure.
But there's a lot of things that can, medical conditions that can affect people for their communication and their speech.
Okay. So wide range there of ways that people may be experiencing these issues and then therefore needing to see a speech pathologist. So, okay, so in your experience, clearly there have been some instances where, you know, you're doing everything that you can and then there's still a need for something more, for some kind of technology to help in the situation with the remediation that you're doing. So that led you to invent Apt2Speak.
Yes, it did. A few years ago, I was working with a couple of women who had suffered a stroke and had difficulty expressing verbally. They were using picture communication boards, and one was on Skype trying to communicate with her family, and she was holding up the communication board, and obviously it didn't speak, and I could just see the daughter scrunching her eyes and trying to read the words or the pictures on the board. And they were really frustrated. And at that point, I was frustrated too, because I really wasn't helping her with the picture communication board. I wanted to do more. And when I researched for some simple speech generating devices, most of them were very high tech, expensive, and not very easy to use. So I put my brain together and designed and created Apt2Speak.
Awesome. Yeah, and you know, one of the other things that had come up in our conversation previously was that you mentioned that some of the devices that were available were very expensive and that sometimes insurance didn't cover those.
Yes. Yeah, so the speech generating devices, there are many out there that are the high tech, and they are expensive. They're considered durable medical equipment, just like a wheelchair, a power wheelchair or manual wheelchair, any kind of medical equipment. Mm. And so in order to qualify for reimbursement through insurance, you have to be in a certain living situation, for example, like at home. Then those pieces of equipment are somewhat covered under the durable medical equipment by insurances. When you're in a skilled nursing facility or an assisted living facility, those pieces of equipment are not covered by insurance. And that's pretty much, you hit the nail on the head, that's what I was finding out. I couldn't help these folks because there was no funding for the higher tech and there was nothing in between that they could purchase on their own.
Wow. So you invented, you created a solution. I love that.
I did. Seeing her use the iPad and seeing other families within the facilities I was working at saw many of them having iPads. And so when I researched for apps, most of the apps that I found were for the students with autism or just the nonverbal students, because they had cartoons or they had stick figures indicating, and they also taught language and vocabulary. At this point, that wasn't appropriate for the people that I was working with because they knew language. They just lost their verbal expression due to their medical condition. And so putting the design together for Apt2Speak, one of several features was using real photos. Another feature was making it easy to use. And the third thing, making it inexpensive so families could afford to purchase it.
Gotcha. Wow. That is awesome. And I love, you've shown me Apt2Speak, and I love that you're using real photos in general, but also they can add their own photos?
They can. There is three sections to Apt2Speak. The first section are four preset pages with 20 photos, real photos, indicating a want or a need. On page 5, it starts the custom pages, and that's where they can take a picture within Apt2Speak or take a picture using the photo library, and you upload it into Apt2Speak, label it. You can use your own voice to record a want or a need, or just use the text-to-speech recording. In addition, there's a text-to-speech page, and that's where those who are able to type can type in a message. So for example, I have a friend who I'm actually meeting later this afternoon for late lunch, early dinner, and she has bulbar ALS. So bulbar is a form of ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
And it affects her speech and her swallowing. She drives, she goes to movies. However, she has difficulty communicating. She has a high-tech communication device that actually does email and internet, just like a computer, and it has the speech-generating communication aspect to it. She likes the text-to-speech page because she can take her iPad, throw it in her purse, and then communicate via text-to-speech when she's out and about. So I love that story.
That is great. And another thing that you had mentioned to me about the bulbar ALS patients was that they could, if they, you know, they knew that they had this disease that's going to progress, they can record their own voice doing all of these things for posterity.
Yes. So any individual that may have been diagnosed with a progressive neurological disease such as ALS, Parkinson's, MS, prior to their speech deteriorating, they can record some of their favorite sayings, they can read a book, they can do almost anything on the custom pages. So when their speech is impacted, they can rely and go back to the custom pages on AptoSpeak.
What a powerful thing to be able to preserve their own voice.
Yes.
Yeah, all of those things in their own voice for their children, their grandchildren, whomever. That's pretty amazing to me. I love that.
Thank you.
Well, this is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. We'll be back after these messages with Gina Baldwin of Apt to Speak. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I'm back with Gina Baldwin, speech pathologist and creator of Apt to Speak. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, you know, I'm really, in the previous segment, you were talking about this wonderful application that Gina has developed to help people who are speech impaired for various different reasons. And I'm trying to think about, as an adult, what it would be like to lose my speech. To know how to communicate and not be able to do it, and the feelings of isolation, depression, anxiety, things that must come along with that.
It does. It does. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes myself as the speech pathologist almost feels like a counselor. But I try to take the holistic approach, being a counselor, but also talking to the family about improving and taking small steps towards that improvement.
And so how can Apt to Speak, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I've worked with clients where, you know, they've got a loved one or somebody that's just kind of going, yeah, but they need to just do this, and this is what I want them to do. And it's like, you know, I can imagine where it would be difficult for, you know, a caregiver that's saying, well, it might be a barrier to them, right? They're going, okay, well, you've got this great app that can help them to communicate right now, but I really want them to learn to speak again. And is this going to get in the way?
And that's exactly what I hear as well. When I worked with the young children, that is what some of the parents' feelings are.
Yeah,
they want them to communicate the way everyone else does. They don't want to have a stigma of using a communication system, whether it be Apt to Speak or another form of communication. And so we deal with that. I deal with that with families and have to explain, to reduce the anxiety and the frustration, we need to meet the needs immediately. And that's the verbal expression through Apt to Speak or another form of communication. Traditional speech therapy can continue for the verbal expression, and we just keep repeating ourselves. And I believe, as I mentioned, the holistic approach where traditional speech therapy continues and you try other ideas like a picture word communication board or flashcards or a speech generating device, Apt to Speak. There's plenty of apps, teaching and talking apps out there as well, and utilizing all of this information to help and to reduce that anxiety, that frustration. And sometimes with the children, they have behaviors. They act out because they're frustrated. They can't communicate and get what they want.
And I was going to ask you about that. So you've had experience in your past career working in schools and working with children who have, you know, challenges around communication. So yeah, what were some of the challenges that you experienced, you know, behavior and otherwise?
the behavior because they couldn't express what they wanted. And so with apt-to-speak with children, the preset pages can be set to where there's maybe four wants and needs. Say yes, no, eat, drink. And those four communication items can be isolated until they master that. And that can reduce some of those behaviors. And then you add more pictures or wants and needs that are crucial to that student and just keep building their communication. And you can do that with apt-to-speak on the preset pages. You also can do that on the custom pages by taking photos of that child's special drink, special mug, special toy, whatever it might be.
Awesome. Yeah, and how comforting that must be for them to be able to communicate that more effectively. And I'm thinking, we hadn't talked about this before, but you know, as you were talking, I was remembering an experience I had with my son. He's 11 now, but back when he was about 10 months old, I had heard about teaching children sign language.
Yes.
Because he was very aware of what we were talking about and what he wanted, you know, to communicate, but he had no way of doing it. And so just teaching him a few, and I think we used four or five very simple signs, eat, drink, more, no, things like that. And it alleviated so much stress on our relationship. And he was so relieved to be able to tell me what he wanted.
Yes, that is very popular to teach infants, young babies, infants, sign language, whether they have a communication disorder or a hearing impairment, it doesn't matter. It is very important. My niece, several of my nieces taught sign language to their babies as well. And it does help with their social development and communication at a very early age.
Yeah. So thinking about just the importance of communication at all ages and all spectrums of life, it's so important to be able to do that. So to be able to provide a stepping stool, you know, for the children who are nonverbal or for adults who have lost communication, it's just so important. I can imagine it's just very important work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about, again, later in life, you know, we've talked about some different medical conditions that might lead someone to, you know, to lose their ability to communicate, need a speech pathologist, and then also be able to use apt to speak. And I'm thinking, what about, you know, like traumatic brain injury?
Yes, apt to speak can be very helpful for someone who'd suffered a traumatic brain injury. Of course, there's so many different symptoms and different types of brain injury. But in particular, there is one person that is using apt to speak that I'm aware of. And he has vocal cord paralysis, or at least unilateral. And through traditional speech therapy, he may be able to regain speech intelligibility back to what we call normal. But currently, he's frustrated because no one can understand his speech is very unintelligible. And so using apt-to-speak, that is his stepping stone right now to be able to communicate immediately. He can custom pages, personalize them to his family, to his wants and needs, to his environment. And he also can use the text-to-speech phase for very quick and immediate conversation. In fact, when I met with him the other day, he typed in, "I love you, Mom." And so that was kind of nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. So I'm wondering, what are some other stories, success stories that you've seen with apt to speak?
So there was I was doing some part-time PRN as needed work at an outpatient center. And there was a gentleman that had suffered a stroke. Actually, there were several. But on my caseload one day, he was trying out different technology equipment with speech output, speech generating devices.
Sure.
And the therapist told me that they had narrowed it down to a couple. I had seen him another time using various, and he was really frustrated because he would basically say curse words, and then he would, and yes and no. And that kind of happens with strokes. I don't know if you're familiar. Mm. But anyway, one day when it was a couple months later, I went and covered at this outpatient clinic, and he popped in, sat down in the office that I was assigned to, pulled out his iPad and said, "Beer me." And he had a picture. His wife had helped him customize the pictures. And so he had a mug, a picture of a mug of beer, and that was on his custom page. And then he swiped over to another page that had his self-care needs, and it had a picture of his beard and his mustache. And he touched it, and it said, "Honey, will you help me shave?" And he was just grinning ear to ear, and tears were coming out of my eyes because I didn't know that. I mean, I knew him from the few times that I had covered at the facility, and he was on my caseload, and there he was using app to speak, and he was just so happy. He even hugged me.
I bet. Wow. What would that feel like? That's just amazing. Thinking about, you know, okay, you've lost not only your ability to communicate, but your personality. This guy was just bursting with personality.
He was.
To be able to have that back, you know, and just be you again.
And for his family to provide the strong support by customizing those pictures to allow his personality to shine was very amazing.
Recovery is a team effort.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a difference that support can make. Well, I want to go ahead and have you just let everybody know how they can find more information on App to Speak and how they can reach you as well.
The website for App to Speak is apptospeak.com. That's APP, the number 2, speak.com. Again, my name is Gina Baldwin. Feel free. You can call me at 314-795-4381. App to Speak is currently available for the iPad, but coming up in about a month or two, it's going to be on Android. So search the website, give me a call. If you have any questions, I'd love to help you.
Awesome. Gina Baldwin, thank you so much for being on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Amanda, for having me. I enjoyed it.
Good. This is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. For more information about health coaching, to listen to back episodes of this show, or to contact me, please go to amandalaplante.com or Facebook at Get Real to Heal, and have a great day.